Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Coming up in just a few minutes, we've got tickets to give away. It's Tate. We've got Tate tickets on the way. That's pretty cool. All right, your chance to win in about 10, 15 minutes or so. Stand by. It is the shopping season. The season to shop, 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 shop. We're almost there.
By the way, Amazon Prime or whatever, the Black Friday deals start tomorrow.
That's pretty cool, too.
Tomorrow.
Amazon, man, do they have a racket going. I mean, they are the biggie. But there is one that's out there that people are talking about.
Alibaba?
They're saying that. No. Oh. Do we have Alibaba? Can you order from Alibaba?
I think you can.
I think you can too.
I tried, but the thing with Alibaba is it's bulk.
Yeah.
So, like, if you wanted to get a fishing pole, say, you have to get like 100 of them.
It's kind of like Costco online.
Yeah, but like kind of junky.
Well, and then there's that Temu.
Yeah,
that's out there. Yeah. I get their ads all the time. Mm. Now, this one is called Capital One Shopping. It's you don't have to be Capital One customer. You don't have to have the credit card, nothing like that. It's just something they've started online. Now, the reviews are huge. They're very, very good. They're saying that this thing is the closest thing yet to take on Amazon.
Well, they're actually saying it's better because what they do is they shop all the coupons that are available out there.
Yeah.
And they compare pricing, so that part's good. Now, I went to go and sign up for it. The only thing I don't like is that they basically want me to agree that they'll share my information with 100,000 websites.
Yeah.
So yep, I clicked out.
And especially the retailers that you like and you shop all the time.
Yep.
Right. And so for me, I'm already inundated with ads. And so I just didn't want to do that part.
Yeah. I don't really care because I think that I'm going to get ads for the rest of my life. All right. That's just the way it is. It's the world we live in. So it doesn't really matter to me. I just can't figure out how to get into the damn thing. It's got me stumped right now. It just has this big posting on here. You're missing out, BJ.
Oh, no.
What am I missing out on?
I don't know.
But if you sign up for Capital One Shopping, it's absolutely free. Now, here's what I didn't realize. When I started reading the article, we're paying $170-something dollars a year for Amazon?
So Amazon Prime, if you do the one-time annual fee up front, you pay for it all at once the entire year, it's $139. If you pay the $14.99 a month, obviously that makes it $179 for a year.
That is crazy. I thought I was spending like $40.
Me too. I thought it was a $25 membership fee. That's what I thought it was.
I think it was at one point, yeah, right? When they first started, I think
it was.
And
you're in. You pay that once a year. You're Amazon all the way. Shipping's free. The whole big deal. I didn't realize we're paying $15 a month.
And then there's all kinds of add-ons, right? Like Amazon Music is extra. And the reading, whatever you can get, you know, books. That's extra. Like there's a bunch of extra crap. It's really ridiculous.
I'm going to give this free one a shot.
I just don't like agreeing to 100,000 websites.
Yeah.
So I clicked out.
Some people are going to feel that way. Some people aren't. Some people are
just
going to sign up.
Just read it. I mean, before y'all sign up, it is getting great reviews. I agree with BJ because it does do all the coupon shopping and it does all the comparison shopping for you. So that's like kind of like Roku or whatever. Was it Roku that did that too?
Rakuten.
Rakuten. Yeah. What is Roku?
Roku is like a streaming. Yeah.
I was way. It started with an R.
Yeah.
Give me that. It did.
They sound the same. Yeah.
Yeah. Give me that. Yeah. All right. Anyway, so just read the you know, read all the reviews and read the fine print.
Yeah. This is a, just so you guys know, it's a browser extension. So you have to do it on a PC to make it work. It's not going to work on your phone.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. It's on a desktop.
Yeah.
Well, then why would they have an app?
It says once installed on your desktop browser on
their
website.
No, they have. I'm on the app right now.
Yeah, they have the app. They have an app, but there's a lot to agree to.
Well, the website doesn't make it sound like they have an app.
No, I'm with him. He's not lying. Yeah. It does say on your desktop. It doesn't even mention an app. Well, he's in the fine print. No, I'm reading it with him. He's not lying. He's like, not
I get what you're saying. Yeah. I get what you're saying. But when you go to their website also, it says that it install the app.
Yeah. It doesn't even mention that. That's weird.
Yeah, not on this
it
one.
It gives you directions on here. But the app is available because I just put it on my phone. I can't figure it out, but I got it on my phone. All right?
Yeah.
So give it a shot if you want to. Capital One Shopping. And again, like Jamie said, the reviews are incredible. Forbes magazine says this thing is a game changer simply because it's free and they do all the searching for you.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
BJ and Jamie.
I think Spadil would be the best judge of this, Jamie, that you and I are trying to figure out.
I won't give my opinion. Don't give your opinion yet.
No, I'm not going to. I'm not going to. But with the circumstances here, a friend of ours got tossed from the Nuggets game.
Yeah.
You can't go to Ball Arena to see a Nuggets game again, right?
Right. It even says Ball Arena. It says Ball Arena and any Nuggets game.
Yeah, it's official.
Jamie, I meant he can't even go to the Ball Arena. At all.
Oh, no.
It said Ball Arena, and any Nuggets games. I was
literally the building,
He can't go to a concert?
It doesn't look like it.
All right. So Jamie and I have been debating back and forth what the punishment actually should be. But the guy that really, he's got a college degree, is Spadil. Spadil is very good when it comes to analyzing what the real punishment should be because he's been punished a lot in his life. So he's an expert on this, okay?
All right,
Spadil.
Saying.
Yeah.
What?
It's just a really long...
How about this?
Hey, since we already know the story and what happened, let's ask Spadil. It could have been really easy. Mm. Or we could have walked for an hour.
I don't mind walking.
God.
All right, so we have
a friend, and they have courtside seats, but they're like almost off the court.
Is your friend the guy that shot the basket from...
Yes.
He should be banned.
Let me tell the story, since nobody knows... He takes a walk and you don't even do a walk.
It's like A to B. Nope, this is
you could have pretended you didn't know it.
Didn't even describe it.
Is this your friend that I saw the video? Blah, 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 blah. Here's what should happen.
Story done.
Yeah, it's better when you walk a little.
Yeah.
A little way to go. I might walk too much.
But
you got at least. Okay, let's hit a commercial.
Oh, my God. All right. So anyway, a friend of ours that we all know, but it's like towards the end of the floor seats, right? So it's almost like
right
not
in the corner.
Yeah. Like they're
right in the 3-point corner.
Yeah, exactly right. So anyway, so the ball was in play. It went out of bounds, and the cameraman grabbed it, right? So he had it, and now all the players are like, you know, they're not even paying attention to where the ball is because they're all talking to their coach and all that stuff. Then the cameraman throws it to our friend, and then our friend takes a 3-point jump shot, right? And all of a sudden, security just surrounds him and comes after him. The players don't even know that it happened, right? They don't even care. The referee was a little irritated because the referee's like, hey, that was the ball. That was the ball. I needed that, right? But you just threw it up to the hoop. And so the security came. They yanked him out of there. They talked to him. And then they let him back, which I'm shocked. But they let him back for that game on the floor seats. Soon after, he got a certified letter that he's been banned. So that's the situation.
He's been banned from Ball Arena? Any of it, according to what you're saying,
well,
right?
Well, it's hit comma, so I don't know. You know, it's
look,
weird.
I certainly believe that it, first of all, it doesn't make sense, okay? The Ball Arena, their decision to let him back in, then ban,
is
where
weird.
It's really convoluted in a way to
if
me.
If you're that mad, then why'd you let him back in?
Should have been just kicked out.
That's the game you get tossed from. You get a good, good lecture from Ball Arena, and then you come back. Now, keep in mind, this guy's a season ticket holder. This guy's spending a lot of money for four seats down on the floor.
Right.
So, I mean, this is not cheap stuff here.
Right.
And he's been doing it for years. At some point, if you're the Nuggets organization, you've got to look at it and say, look, you made a mistake. Don't do that again.
Just don't do it again. I'm going with it's reactionary. Like if I get a basketball thrown to me, I'm going to shoot it. That's what I do.
My first reaction is hand it back to the ref.
Yeah,
well, that's my first reaction.
Like, in the hole. Yeah. That's the mine. But so I think it was reactionary, just for a moment. Like he's like, oh, okay, yay, and then he's like, oh God, I'm in the middle of an NBA game. I just shot the ball.
No, I think it was premeditated.
I think
if you ever get the ball, toss it to me. I'll take a shot.
And watching the video, or the
camera guy wouldn't have tossed it to him.
I mean,
he sits there all the time. They know each other. He tossed him the ball so he could take a shot. That's what happened.
Watching the video, it's as soon as I saw it, I was like, yeah, you should be tossed.
Shouldn't the cameraman be tossed then?
I was going to say, if he did that, he should be fired too.
Yeah.
But they're in cahoots.
Well, then the cameraman should be banned as well.
But even back up a bit, I don't think either one should be banned.
And by the way, they don't have season tickets. That's all wrong.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
I thought you meant they had four that was season tickets.
No, they don't.
Well, it doesn't even matter to me.
He doesn't see that cameraman all the time, is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
I didn't want to correct you in the middle of the story because it wasn't worth it. But now that you've brought up that they're in cahoots, that's actually not true because he sets everywhere different all over that stadium.
Well, he knew that he was going to take a shot if he got that ball. It looks that way to me. I don't know. I don't know if that's a reaction or not. I have no idea.
I think it's just like a player safety thing. Anybody should on the sideline should not be throwing anything onto the court. It doesn't matter if it's a basketball or not.
One time I spilled a beer on the court. Yeah. That was embarrassing.
Yeah. That's definitely a hazard.
Oh, my God. Yeah. They should not give you beer on the court when you're sitting courtside.
People have, like, cocktails.
I mean, I'm at a Lakers game. Doink. Right there.
You see people getting fights and stuff, and they get banned or whatever, but this is just pretty innocent. I mean, the guy takes a shot. Big deal.
That's what I'm saying.
You let him go. I'm with you, Jamie. I think you let him go that game. Maybe you don't let him come back for his seats. You teach him a lesson, okay? But then you give him a good lecture. Hey, bud, don't ever do that again. If you ever do it again, you're out of here. You're never coming back to another game.
Right, a warning.
And to me, it doesn't make sense that you're banned from everything at Ball Arena.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's right yet. Let me just say that. It says it's like a comma, Ball Arena, comma, Nuggets.
Like everything's subject to change or whatever.
But it was during the play.
It was, if you allow him to do that, then you're going to allow someone else to do it too.
No, let it go.
Then you're going to let everyone do it.
But then those people
that are already in the arena already think then that's okay because he got to come back. They don't know about the letter yet.
I mean that's a good point, but that's why you should ban him or not let him do it again. Because
if I go to a football game and I see somebody streak on the field during the game, I'm not going to start streaking during the game. You're not going to have an influx of people taking shots,
especially courtside people.
Yeah, courtside people taking shots.
Courtside people are a whole different echelon of people.
No, you've got an incident that occurred. They haven't had this probably occurred what 20 years down there. It happened one time.
All the courtside people
no
are going to
kidding. Oh, you let him back in. Everybody's going
to
take shots.
You have to set an example.
No,
you can't do it.
They're
though.
Not going to do
thing.
It. No.
All those
That's
rich
overkill.
People down there.
Three!
I do
from
think
downtown!
They've overreacted on this.
I think
to
so, yeah.
ban him from yeah. all the games, no matter if you're season ticket or not.
Yeah.
Just to ban somebody for taking a shot like this. It's not like he threw the ball at somebody, that he was pissed off at a player and tried to
exactly.
hit him in the head or something.
No, he took
then
a three-pointer.
I could see it. Yeah. And it's assault. But the guy took a shot.
And why did that cameraman throw him the ball?
I don't know.
It was instant, too.
Oh, or maybe people were in front. I got to watch it again. Maybe people were in front of him, and it was easier to get the ref the ball if he.
Well, but it looks like he was like a couple. Like, there was a people.
I'll have to look at it again.
He could have thrown it to someone closer.
Maybe the cheerleaders were in the way, and he had threw it to that guy to get it back to the ref.
I think this guy that we know, I think he said, yo, throw me the ball. And he tossed him the ball, and he took a shot. That's what happened.
Cameraman
That's what
gone.
It looks like to me.
Gone.
Yeah. So either way, it's overkill. He should be banned from everything.
Poor kid. Oh my God. Whatever.
But now everybody's going to be taking shots, Jamie.
I heard that on this show.
Hey, it could happen. You got to squash that. Nip it in the butt, man.
Yeah, everybody.
You got to squash it.
You got to set the precedence that that's not allowed.
Oh, everybody. My God. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice. BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Sorry, I was shopping. I'm on that Capital One shopping app again. Sorry about that.
I'm going to have my son look into it to see if it's tracking us and stuff. Because then I give permission for 100,000 stores to know everything about me.
Look, and if we are correct, and well, not just us, but if even the credentials that we're seeing online here and people, you know, raving about this app, then maybe it, you know, comes in handy for you for the holiday season. I mean, we're right there at that point now.
Speaking of shopping, and only maybe you guys won't get this, but there's a store, and it's also online, and it's called Zara, right? And I like their stuff. I buy their stuff.
It's Zara?
Yeah, it's clothing.
Z-A-R-A?
Correct.
Okay.
And it has men's and women's, right? And teens, and they have homewares. Anyway, it's a big chain. I swear to God, it is impossible to shop on that site. BJ, the models are like in the ditch. They're over in a gutter. They're like laying in an elevator. I'm like, what am I looking at? How do I know if I like this outfit?
Yeah.
It is so, they're trying to be so like, so cool, right? Yeah. And I'm like, oh my God, what am I? And I try to zoom in and then I hit the outfit and it's like, she's like, oh my God, I'm so lost in this elevator.
Yeah.
I can't see the outfit. It's so maddening. And then I bring this up because Jaguar is getting a lot of flack because they just came out with a new ad, you guys. And this is Jaguar the car. They came out with a new ad and it's all models, right? It's all these models and they have like thick makeup on and it just shows like, be extreme, be out there, be original, be everything. And not one car in the ad.
Do they even mention a car?
No, they don't.
They don't even mention the car.
No, it's like Jaguar.
So the guy that's sitting there with like balloons all over his body, he doesn't say, hey, go buy a Jaguar.
Yeah, it's so weird. And I just retweeted it and I said, is this a collaboration with Zara? Because it looks like it's a Zara collab with Jaguar.
Yeah, I agree. I think some of these marketing directors too hip for the room.
Right?
You know, they try to just oversell it to us. And sometimes they oversell it so much that we don't even get it.
It's
like, what the heck are you doing?
I thought the way they spelled, the way the logo looks, this logo, I thought it was a clothing company. Like, is there a new clothing company called Jaguar?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's horrible.
All right, look, I'm going to show you a picture. Now, this is the way you do it, Jake.
Okay.
If you're going to, you know, put something in my face so that I'll buy it, here's how you do it. You don't have to put that girl in the elevator that seems like she's lost, okay? All you got to do is show me one slide for $25. And then ask me, what color do I want? And boom, you got me.
Sold.
Is that what is that?
That's a Capital One shopping.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Are those Adidas?
Yeah.
No, they are?
Adidas slides for $25.
Because it says Athleta. Like they're knockoffs.
Well,
they've got him pegged already.
He doesn't read everything. It says Athleta. It doesn't say Adidas.
He's gonna think it's Adidas, but it's not.
Look at that. It's a knockoff.
No, it's not.
Dummy.
It's made by Adidas. Adidas. It's got Adidas on the shoe,
okay,
Jamie.
Okay, then why does it say Athleta?
Adidas.
All right.
Adidas shoe. It's the type of shoe that has name.
They make different kinds of slides?
Yeah, they name everything. You got swamp
athletic
slides.
Slides, working slides.
You got it all. You got, construction slides.
Wow.
Steel toe slides.
Kind of like Crocs now. You can buy Crocs in anything. They have Croc boots.
They have everything. So does UGG. UGG has everything, too. They have regular tennis shoes, everything.
Right. Well, Slides has gone that route.
Who knew?
They have a slide for everything.
Wow.
And I've got one for everything because that's all I wear. Right?
Oh, my God. Yeah, those are going to look nice.
25
bucks. I was thinking that part of your problem is, and I don't know this to be fact, I think part of your back problem is wearing slides all the time.
I don't.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. I think it's completely the opposite.
No, because you don't have any support.
Ankle support. Yeah,
none.
No. I'm flat-footed.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, that's why you need arch support.
A doctor told me
really
that you're better off with shoes that are flat.
You never went to an orthopedic surgeon.
Yes, I have.
Your foot and ankle.
When I was playing sports.
He makes up stuff.
No, when I was playing sports, I did.
Okay, well, now that you're older.
And they told me.
I'm telling you now that you're older.
You guys don't know. Your body changes.
Yeah, your body does change. Hey, listen, I know how to do a subtalar orthodontesis.
I am not taking medical advice from you, Cloud.
Well, you should.
You're crazy if you don't think that not having ankle support doesn't affect your back.
Exactly. Like, slides are not good for you at all.
You're the last
person
to follow.
Why don't you go to the Good Feet store?
You should actually go to the Good Feet store. Yeah.
I hear the commercials.
I know.
They'll do miracles for you.
There are people that couldn't walk and
now
they
can dance.
Walk.
Yeah.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie
Morning
Show. Or
Sunday church. That happens there too.
The show is ridiculous sometimes.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I swear.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. The Odyssey app is out there, and it's absolutely free. You can get us and the podcast, too. Oh, a couple of things here, first of all.
They're slamming the bejesus out of you.
Why?
Don't worry about his shoes. He never stands up.
Oh, man.
Why does that make you guys so happy that people slam me? I'm your coworker, your friend.
I know,
friend.
But that's kind of
and
funny.
You guys laugh.
Because you're the one that tells us that you've watched 12 hours of football on a weekend.
Yeah.
That was kind of funny. All right, what? What were you saying? You wanted to bring something up or something? What?
Starting Monday. Monday. Yep. Starting Monday, the Alice... Well, not even Alice. It's BJ and Jamie's Giving Tree is back.
That's right.
Okay?
Yep.
That means that if you know a family that maybe is struggling, you know, maybe, you know, lost a job here and there, whatever, and it's a little tough and they got kids, and the kids need some presents, need some toys for the holiday.
I love this.
This is the way to do it. It's called the Giving Tree. You can nominate starting Monday. Not right now. We're building the website. It takes a lot of work. A lot of behind-the-scenes stuff going on. So Monday, you'll have a chance to nominate a family. Then we'll get to the adoption, you know, stage of it. And then the big event at Dave & Buster's.
So just
that's
be thinking
fun.
About some of your neighbors, especially this year is going to be, I mean, a lot of people. I mean, the way the economy is with inflation and all that, there's going to be a lot of families in need.
Mm-hmm. Last year was unbelievable. It was tremendous.
Yeah.
It really was. Every year has been. But, man, Dave & Buster's does a great job. And we're going to be there. So we'll get to that later on. But it all starts Monday. So if you know somebody, get your ducks in a row.
Exactly.
Get ready to go. All right. I want to play this Jay Leno audio again.
That is this is the weirdest story. He didn't have a car. He didn't have any food, and he's staying at a Hampton Inn.
All right, so let me get this straight, because you've kind of cleared it up for me this morning, because I was really confused with this story. I'm like, did Jay walk out his back door in Malibu and fall over a cliff?
Right.
I don't know what the hell happened, but I know one thing. This guy is busted up big time. So he's doing a comedy show.
Right.
Staying at a Hampton Inn.
Right.
He sees a restaurant he wants to go to.
He's
and there's
hungry.
A shortcut.
He asked, where is the quick restaurant? I want to grab a bite to eat. And they said, you have to go all the way around there. And he saw a hill that would be a shortcut. And so he took it, and then he fell down.
He fell down the hill.
Yeah.
His eye literally is closed. It's so swollen.
Well, and then
and
here's
black.
The crazy part. After he fell down, he went and did the show because he didn't want to let down however many people were in the audience.
Yeah.
So he's a good man.
I mean, that is pretty amazing, right?
Yeah. Broke his wrist.
Well, I was staying at a hotel. It was on a hill. And there was a... I said, where's a good place to eat? Oh, the bottom of this. So I went out. The restaurant was there. But to get to it, I didn't have a car. So you had to go walk about a mile and a half around. I said, well, the hill doesn't look that steep. It's about 60, 70 feet. Let me see if I can go down the hill. Down! And then I fell down. Boom, boom,
boom.
I saw
you roll down the hill.
I rolled down the hill. Hit my head on a rock. Knocked me in the eye. There you go.
Did you have to go to the hospital?
Well, I did the show. And then when I came back to L.A., I went to the hospital.
So you performed?
That's right.
You performed first, and then you went, to get...
Well, it was only a couple hours before the show.
So. He's lucky he didn't die.
I wonder if he got something to eat.
I doubt it.
You don't think?
No, he's messed up
pretty
bad. Even
if you hurt yourself, you should... If you're hungry,
yeah,
you still want to eat.
I don't know. We'll have to look into that. Hey, Spadell, can you look into see if he got a burger or not?
Yeah, where'd he go?
I bet you he got a burger. I mean, he had to perform afterwards,
right?
So yeah, he probably
just
ate.
Look into it.
All
if
right.
You don't mind.
I'll see if I can find
you,
that out.
Thank you.
Yeah.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.